Podcast is brought to you by VictoryUnlimitedShow.com.
Many years ago, the leader of a crack communications unit was sentenced to prison by a court of public opinion for a crime that he didn't commit. This man promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade into the broadcasting underground. Today, still wanted by the government and the enemies of good men everywhere, he survives as a soldier for higher thinking. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find it, maybe you can hear the Victory Unlimited Show.
Many of you know me. I am Victory Unlimited, and this is the Victory Unlimited Show, a show that's designed to turn men into warriors instead of worriers. So what have we got today?
We're on a mission.
We're on a mission.
We're on a mission.
We're on a mission.
Victory Unlimited.
We're on a mission.
We're
on a mission.
We're
on a mission. We're on a
here. So I was with this girl. It was supposed to be like a friends with benefit relationship, you know. Next thing, I started getting emotionally attached to her, and she was being fair with me. You know, we had a couple of sex, you know, every time. Then someday she told me she met a guy at the gym, and all, and they kicked it off too. And I started backtracking on the earlier arrangement of friends with benefit thing, because I was already emotionally attached to her, you know. So right now it's pretty tough for me to move on, because I was already falling in love too, you know. It's just pretty crazy. Thank you very much here.
So, you want to know why this happened to you? Well, brace yourselves, troops. Buckle up and strap yourselves in, because today I'm going to tell you some things that probably no man in your everyday life has ever told you before. You want to know the rules to the friends with benefits scenario? Well, the only real rule is that there are no rules. At least no rules that both parties can usually manage to stick to over time once emotions come into play, which is why it almost always leads to a crash and burn situation eventually. Why is that? It's because usually if two people have sex and keep having sex long enough, one of them will eventually want more out of the relationship than the other. Also, contrary to popular belief, pickup artists' propaganda and testosterone-driven delusion, this is true for men as well as for women. If you're a man with an emotionally available heart, and you think of women as complete human beings instead of only just sex toys, and you haven't burned your conscience beyond recognition, you will begin to have some feelings for the woman you're consistently having sex with, whether you want to or not. What you called in about shows that you're obviously already emotionally attached to a woman who has shown you that she's not emotionally attached to you. What you're experiencing here firsthand is the reality that it's extremely difficult for a normal, emotionally healthy man to participate in an F-buddy relationship without feeling something for the woman he's having sex with at some point. Now, keep in mind, this statement is not true for men who have little regard for women as a gender, or for men who think of women as just an outlet for sexual release, or for men who fit the description of sociopath or even psychopath. Please understand that having sex with the same woman repeatedly and feeling absolutely nothing for her as time marches on usually takes a level of desensitization that doesn't come naturally to most men. Guys who are able to do this don't usually get to that numb, slightly dehumanized point by accident. They have to work on it. A lot of men like to play the role of being emotionally untouchable to women, but that's just a fake-ass macho lie. Men can be just as emotional as any woman, depending upon the circumstances that we're in. And real men will admit this to other men that they're close to. But to women and to the world at large, we just like to call all our emotions anger and just be done with it and then change the subject. So again, caller, unless you're one of those type of guys, which I doubt, FWB relationships will come with a built-in time limit. Yes, it's only a matter of time before you feel the fallout that results from repeatedly detonating the casual sex bomb. You see, this is what I call the serial sex scenario. And this is how the serial sex scenario goes. First, the two people meet and they become sexually attracted to each other. Second, the two people have sex. Third, the bonding aspect of sex occurs and tends to increase every time those two people have sex. Then finally, either consciously or unconsciously, the two people discover that instead of having sex, now the sex has them. Understand that sex is not just a physical, emotional, and spiritual bonding process that's designed to bring men and women together. It also continues to bind those two people together long after the sex act itself is over. In other words, sex has the ability to create a lasting, residual, and ever-increasing type of a bond. Now, if you have any doubts as to the truth of what I just said to you, all you have to do to put to death those doubts is simply ask yourself this question. If the serial sex scenario is not the gateway to multifaceted human bonding, then why is it that most people who keep having sex with the same person yet aren't really looking for anything exclusive long term with them? Why do so many of them have to fight against developing an emotional attachment rather than for one? Now let's keep it 100. You know, we as men, we like to act like only women get emotionally attached after sex, but that's far, far from the truth. Men can experience that connection too. Some just hate to admit it. And usually this is a result of years of societal and cultural programming meant to brainwash us into believing that having feelings for a woman is somehow a sign of weakness. But this is a lie. All lies, I tell you. By the way, that's why you'll hear all of these disparaging ways that people tend to talk about a man and a woman wanting to be together in general more often after sex. Think about it. These days, they like to call it catching feelings. That's right. I said catching feelings. You know, like developing a close bond with a woman is like coming down with an illness, you know, like catching a cold, the flu, or chicken pox or something like that. Now, that's crazy. But you see, this is how far we go to avoid the reality of the bonding effects of sex. But you see, emotional attachments aren't really the problem. It's the effects that those emotions have on us that can be the issue sometimes. Rational thought tells us that the more multifaceted the connections are that we have with women, the stronger the relationship will be. No doubt. If it's a bad relationship, the worse it'll be. However, if it's a good relationship, then the better it'll be. It is because of this inevitability of forming some kind of emotional attachment that men should pick the women that they become sexually involved with more wisely. In lieu of this, you now know why a lot of guys who don't want relationships usually just try to hit it and quit it when it comes to their dealings with women. Indeed, they view sex with women as a repetitive cycle of, you know, getting in and getting out over and over again, running, always running like horny hamsters stuck on a slippery wheel powered by their own free will, you can say. You see, and the reason why they do this is because these guys instinctively know that the longer they stay with any one woman, the more they run the risk of emotionality ruining their routine. And you, caller, sorry to say, went on this ill-advised friends with benefits mission thinking you could dodge the bullet, thinking you could just choose the sex and pass on the emotional attachment part of it. But you got caught up, didn't you? you wound up, quote unquote, catching feelings while it was the woman you were with who didn't. Soldier, you just found out the hard way that what you've been doing with this woman wasn't just playing, it was gambling. And the game you've been playing is roulette, and it turned out to be the Russian kind. Let me state the obvious. The depth of the interest and attraction that you had for this woman was out of proportion to the amount of interest and attraction that she had for you. And if you forget everything else I say to you today, remember this. The hardcore truth is that only emotional unavailability can empower a woman, or a man for that matter, to repeatedly have sex with someone and never feel closer, never form an attachment, or never find themselves wanting anything more. And for the benefit of you and all the other soldiers out there listening, I'll give you three reasons off the top of my head why a woman that you meet might make herself sexually available to you, but still be emotionally unavailable to you. Number one, it could be that she's still caught up or hung up on her old boyfriend. Number two, it could be that she has more multifaceted interest and attraction towards other men than she has towards you. Or number three, it could be that she doesn't see you as a whole man, but rather just a tool, a device that she uses to scratch her sexual itch and nothing more. Those are just three reasons that I've given, but it could be a variety of different ones. Only she knows for sure, but if I was in Vegas right now, I bet in your case that it was either reason number two or three, the reason why your scenario played out the way that it did. She's either more interested in other guys, or she just sees you as a sex toy that she no longer needs. So she doesn't feel anything at all. She doesn't feel any kind of way at all now that she's ready to throw you back in her bedroom drawer. Regardless, though, the critical intel that you need to extract from this experience is that for whatever reason, that particular woman has proven that she remains emotionally unavailable to you. No doubt for certain kinds of men, just getting sex from a woman is enough for them. And you thought you were one of them, but you found out that you're not that kind of man. There are some men who already know, and there are some men who one day find out that it takes more than just getting the sex to satisfy you. So you be brave enough to face this and admit to yourself that deep down, you're not really a FWB guy. You're a LTR guy. You're not a friends with benefits type guy. You're a long-term relationship type guy. And there's not a damn thing wrong with that. So hold your head up, throw your shoulders back, and move on with an open mind and an open heart towards a new relationship mission. One that's truer to who you are at your core. Because as long as you continue to take these shortcut approaches to long-term problems, which is what FWB situations tend to wind up being, then you'll definitely be continuing to settle for second best in your case. And just realize that as long as you do settle for far less than what you really want, then that's all you'll ever have. So now is the time when you have to decide whether or not you want to continue to embark on a series of ambiguous type relationships, or just rise up and go find the kind of relationship that you really want with the kind of woman who's emotionally available enough to give it to you. Let's do another voicemail.
We're on a mission.
We're
on a mission.
We're
on a mission.
We're
on a mission.
Victory Unlimited.
We're on a mission.
We're
on a mission.
We're
on a mission. We're on a.
Quick question. Would you be willing to wife a woman who you found out had a threesome with two guys?
Ah, the threesome chick question. I was wondering at what point this question would come up. Well, it looks like today is the day. But one thing I'll tell you right off the bat is this. There are so many people who subscribe to so many different definitions of marriage, and they have so many different definitions of romantic commitment these days that it's impossible for me to answer this question in such a way so as not to offend somebody. But fortunately for you, it's a good thing that I tend to not give much of a damn about what a lot of random other people think. So here we go. Should you marry a woman who has admitted to having a threesome with a couple of guys? Well, the only real answer I can give you is this. Never let the outcome of any major choice in your life be decided by someone else. when you can make the decision yourself. With anything in life, with any choice in life, always listen for the sound of your IA system in conjunction with any advice that you might get from other people whose opinion you might trust. By the way, when I say IA system, I'm talking about your internal alarm system. What is the internal alarm system? You see, within every man, there's a part of him that can act like an alarm system. It can alert him to the presence of anything or anyone that might have just breached his perimeter. If it's something, his IA system will let him know whether or not that thing is good or bad for him. If it's someone, his IA system will let him know whether or not that person is a friend or a foe. Checking your IA system a lot of times can be referred to the same as checking your gut, following your heart, or yielding to your spirit. Your eternal alarm system acts a lot like an alarm clock with two settings. But rather than just ringing audibly with your choice of chimes or ringtones, it goes off inaudibly by causing you to feel either peace or distress when you're going through various situations in your life. And as abstract and impractical as this may sound to you on the surface, you better believe that knowing this has a real practical application. Remembering to check your IA system can save not only your emotional life, but even your life sometimes. So always check your gut. Yield to your spirit. So in regards to even the thought of marrying a threesome chick, a knowsome chick, or getting married at all, always implement these three tactics. Number one, slow down, and don't make any hasty decisions. If you're a spiritual person, then pray and meditate on the decision. But if you're not a spiritual person, I'd advise you to at least step away from the situation temporarily just to clear your thoughts, just to clear your mind, and make sure that whatever decision you make is because you are choosing to make it, as opposed to being coerced or pressured to make it due to the outside influences of other people. Number two, take your emotions out of it and force yourself to look at the situation as objectively as you can. And how do you do this? You do this by applying cold, hard logic to it and by asking yourself this. If my best friend, somebody in my family, or anybody I cared about asked me for my advice on this same situation or anything that was this important, what advice would I give to them? You see what I just did there? Implementing this tactic alone most of the time can be enough to help keep your ass honest about how you should handle most tough decisions you have in your life, even if you're somebody that's prone to lie to himself. It's usually a bad idea to make life-changing decisions while you're in a highly emotional state. Most people live to regret it, and that's why you need to remember that nothing takes out a big wall of emotions blocking your way like throwing a logic grenade at it. You hear what I'm saying to you? And number three, after you're done with the other two things that I just mentioned, then what you should do is use your imagination to project yourself into the future. In this case, in the case of marrying somebody, anybody, just imagine yourself hooked up with that person, not only now, but 5, 10, 20 years into the future. And then check your IA system, check your internal alarm system. What is it telling you? You see, here's the thing about depending too much on other people to make decisions for you. After you make whatever decision you finally make, some people will like it, some people will hate it, but you're the only one that's going to have to live with it. So the question you should ask yourself to always keep yourself honest about the decisions you make is not just how you're living, but also how you're feeling about how you're living. What are you experiencing on the inside? Do you have peace? Or are you overwhelmed by waves of anxiousness or distress? Well, if you don't have peace about it, then the answer to the question of should you marry that person should be no. But if you do, find that you have peace with marrying, say, a threesome chick, then I guess all I can say is congratulations. Congratulations to the two of you. I mean, the three of you or the six of you or the whatever of you. but after saying all this, at the end of the day, me, you, and everybody listening to this show today knew the answer to the question of whether or not you should marry the threesome chick. And we all knew the answer as soon as you called in. Why do I say that? Simple. It's because you were not at peace. And how did we all know this? Because no man who's already made peace with a woman's past would still need to ask for anyone else's opinion to validate his decision. Not even mine.
Attention. We are interrupting this broadcast to give you a special message from headquarters at the Victory Unlimited Show. We are offering
the Battle Plan.
The Battle Plan.
What is the Victory Unlimited Battle Plan? The Battle Plan is the most comprehensive intel ever written for men about dating, relationships, and overall life strategy. 25 years in the making. Nearly 600 pages of classified information. It's a downloadable electronic boot camp that will train you step by step how to be a better man today than you were yesterday. Come to VictoryUnlimitedShow.com and click on the Battle Plan for more details. And now, back to our program, the Victory Unlimited Show. Why? Because we're on a mission.
Yo, Victory, we got mail.
Well, let's do email.
Question.
VU, this is Frank from NYC. I wanted to get your take on something. In my 30s and early 40s, I've been out here, man. I mean, really out here. Getting all the women I can get, sleeping with as many women as I could. But now that I'm in my late 40s, I've met at least two different women that I've tried to settle down with because they were good women, and I think they could have been good for me. But I couldn't do the whole just have sex with one woman thing for long. What always wound up happening was that things would get good, I would get bored, and then I'd go out and start getting with other women. Until the woman that I was already supposed to be with exclusively would find out about it and end it. But to my defense, I know a lot of guys who go through the same thing. In the back of my mind, there's always been something about getting with new women that always seemed better than staying with the same woman. That is, until I always find out the hard way that it's not. Now, I know you're not a psychologist, but I still wanted to get your opinion of what I like to call the new sex quest that a lot of us guys find ourselves always out here on. Now, anybody who's familiar with this show up until now already knows that our mission here is to provide intel to men so that they can live a life full of personal fulfillment so that they can be a better man today than they were yesterday and so that they can build lives for themselves that are a testament to that kind of growth. But today, it seems like all you guys want to talk about is sex. So let's keep these tanks rolling then because it's all connected. But rather than just answering Frank's question only or specifically, let's have a slightly broader discussion about sex in general. Okay, it's a given that some of you are out here looking for the one. Some of you are out here looking for someones. And some of you are out here looking for someone, anyone, and you're ready to go. Hey, whatever, to each his own. But what I want to address right now is this. What if a lot of the rest of you out here are like Frank? What if you're one of these guys that's been out here targeting as many women as you can find just for the sex of it? Because you're not looking for a relationship, but you wind up finding one anyway. Hey, wait, you might not think it can happen to you, but that's what so many other guys before you thought too. And before they knew it, bam, they're in a relationship, an exclusive relationship where they're expected to be monogamous. But guess what? They don't know how to be exclusive. They don't know how to relate to women beyond sexually. And they can't even spell monogamy. Why? Because too many of them's lives are out of balance. Depending upon the situation, they don't live by logic. They're just led by their libidos. And because of this, they find themselves sabotaging their relationships because they either can't or won't control their sex drives. So they wind up being screwed by the thought of sex. From what I've seen, men like this usually end up running into one of two kinds of women when they do find themselves in an exclusive relationship. They usually run into a woman that uses sex to bring the two of them closer together, or a woman that uses sex as a weapon to beat them into submission. So to all you guys out there who think that all sex is all good, you better recognize that that all depends on who you're having it with and the circumstances in which you're having it. But I'm telling you now, if you're one of those guys who likes to think that, hey, you know, I shouldn't even try to control my sexual appetite and what I do with it because, hey, I'm just being a man. If you're one of those guys who likes to use that excuse all the time, you think that gets you off the hook, then I'm here to tell you that you're either lying to yourself or you really do need some professional help, because anything that you can't say no to is your master and you are its slave. Because I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. As soon as you run into the kind of woman that uses her sex as a weapon, your ass is going to be in a world of hurt, because she's definitely going to hit you with that nookie napalm. And what is nookie napalm? Well, we all know what nookie is another name for, don't we? But only those seasoned officers who've seen real combat know that what napalm is a gasoline gelled with a bunch of aluminum soaps. It's a highly incendiary liquid that's been used in firebombs, flamethrowers, and in various wars for nearly a century. The difference between historical napalm and nookie napalm is that nookie napalm is an explosive tidal wave of pure, unadulterated sexual pleasure that some women can throw at men to set their carnal appetites on fire. And they do this in order to shut down our logic, to set in motion the massive juggernaut that is our sex drive. And those soldiers who are either hit hard enough or enough times by this ordinance are subsequently consumed by their own lusts. It washes over them. It envelops them. And when left unabated, that sexual fire suffocates every other worthwhile desire that man has. For him, he no longer sees himself as having a sex drive, but rather he now sees sex as driving him. And this is the order of their downward spiral, troops. The man targets the woman. The man takes the woman. Then the nookie takes the man. Along with his soul, his hopes, his dreams, and his identity. And those soldiers, they are now enslaved by the nookie. But what many of them don't know is that they are secretly thought of as disposable by the women that they engage, by the women that they're with, much like Kleenex or tampons. And the temporary pleasures that these men receive at the hands of the women are the hooks upon which they now hang their whole identity. The irony, soldiers, is that these men who only treated women like sex objects have now been turned into only sex objects themselves. And when their days of only wanting women for just sex has come and gone, when they want to feel something more holistic and less compartmentalized towards a woman, guess what? They can't. The desensitization process is then complete. The nookie napalm has burned these dildo commandos' emotional insides to a crisp. So beware, troops, because this could happen to you. But I know what you're thinking. How do you know? How do you know if this is you or not? How do you know if you've been hit by nookie napalm? Well, just take the test. Here's how to know if you've been hit by nookie napalm. Number one, do you always cancel plans with your friends just to have sex again? Well, then you might have been hit by nookie napalm. Number two, do you purposely ignore everything else that's wrong with a woman just because you want to have sex with her? Well, then you might have been hit by nookie napalm. Number three, have you ever sabotaged a good relationship with a woman just because you wanted to go out and get with a new and different woman that you already knew wasn't better than the woman that you're already with, but just because she was a new and different woman? Well, then you might have been hit by nookie napalm. And number four, have you ever lost or almost lost your job because rather than working, you were too busy followed it up behind some chick Monday through Friday, hiding behind trees, jumping out of bushes, straight stalking her to make sure she ain't giving that nookie to nobody else. Well, if you have, then I would say you've definitely been hit by nookie napalm. You know, I'm laughing, but I'm telling you, for a lot of guys, that nookie ain't nothing to be played with, so to speak. I mean, don't you know? You're supposed to rule that nookie. Don't let the nookie rule you. And you better believe that it doesn't really matter what you think your magic nookie number might be to keep you safe either. Look at it like this. Whether you sprung or fiending for one drug or a bunch of drugs, you're still an addict. Whether you serve one master or many masters, you're still a slave. So what is the solution? Simple. Take your right hand. Hold it up in front of your face while looking at the back of it. Now touch your first finger to your thumb and make that patented okay or ditto sign with it. Now bring it close to your face and look at the hole in between your two fingers that you just created. Do you see it? Do you see it? It's like looking through a periscope, right? Wait a minute. No, kids. I'm not talking about that social media video app. No, I'm talking about those old school submarine periscopes that they used to look through in all those old 1940s war movies. Youngsters, you got it? Okay, now recognize this. Having tunnel vision regarding women is the very thing you should avoid. Step back from the sex and expand your point of view. See the whole woman instead of just parts of her, even the parts that you like the best. And you should do this for your own benefit, because if you don't, and the time comes when you meet a woman that the sex is so good that it tempts you to throw your logic out the window and just let your libido take over and run things, if she's the wrong woman for you, you're going to be misled. And if she's the right woman for you, you're going to miss out. So either way, you'll live to regret it. So stop being your own worst enemy. Whenever you find yourself in a situation where you're about to choose between entering into a commitment or just staying single, pause for a moment and give that woman some real consideration. Because you may find that you won't always have to be out to get more women if you discover that there's a lot more to enjoy about the woman that you've already got. Remember, your damn don't tell you what to do. You tell it what to do. You hear what I'm saying to you? So stop selling yourself out. Any male who blames the way he acts on his sex drive is just as irresponsible as any female who blames the way she acts on her emotions. Your mission, our missions as men and women, is to be better than that. Because although we all come here, male or female, by birth, we build ourselves into men or women after we get here by the choices that we make.
Man up.
Do you understand me? Now, if you can remember the things that I briefed you on today, you might just find that you'll be able to enjoy Nookie without allowing your whole life to be consumed by the napalm-like effects of it. Enough said.
This broadcast is brought to you by VictoryUnlimitedShow.com.